We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Hey guys, this is Speaking Millennial Podcast. I'm Jessica Nutt, and I'm with Jay Black, my co-host, and we're missing Bill Spadia, but we have a room full of people eating carrot cake.
Oh my God, it's so good, carrot cake, isn't it? I didn't want to have any, but my wife got it and tempted me like Eve with an apple.
So thank you, Pat Colligan, for bringing in carrot cake for everyone. He'll be on the podcast in like a week or two.
Oh, is he coming in?
Yeah.
Did he make the carrot cake?
Our next record. Yes, he did. And it is like moist. It's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Full of butter.
Let me see. Let me ask you something. Is he seeing anybody?
I was going to ask that too.
Yeah. You think he'd be into me?
I'm pretty sure he's married.
Was it? I'll steal him. Okay. Look at this. Look, Jessica. Watch this. Did you see that? Did you guys see that? Look, honey.
Why don't you introduce all our guests?
Okay. So we're joined here. I'm going to get, is it Accardi, Kristen? Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Oh, very good.
Yes. So Kristen Accardi, the producer of the Bill Spadia Show and the person who gets the write-ups that I send late every week for the podcast.
You are more on time than Bill is.
Well, that's a not difficult task to accomplish. We're also joined by superstar divorce attorney, Matt Rooney, fresh from his honeymoon and destroying the lives of others on a near constant basis. And my beautiful wife, Christina Black, is here as well, who is, should be leaning into the microphone, but is eating
carrot cake. Is so good.
Yeah, this is the most I've seen her smile in 14 years of marriage. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, that's what you used to, that's what you look like with a smile. You're so pretty.
Thank you.
I had no idea. It's usually an angry grimace. But
we're talking weddings today?
Absolutely. Well, Matt just got back from his honeymoon. We just had the big wedding segment on the radio. And hopefully we're joined by thousands of new subscribers. We're on radio. It doesn't matter that I have icing all over my face, honey. She reached in and went like, it was very cute. But we hopefully we'll have lots of new subscribers who want to hear the second part of the wedding segment. Because honestly, in the last, say, 9 months, the most popular episode that we've had, even more popular than the Brad Garrett episode, was the one entitled Jessica's Wedding.
Are you a little jealous?
No, I'm excited. Listen, the more listeners we get, the better.
Okay, true.
And that was our long conversation talking about your wedding and getting all that set up, which was a lot
of
fun.
It even beat the hentai.
Yeah, well, I mean, hentai's got a little bit of a head start because that was, our second or third episode that you came on, Matt, when we were still a Catch a Rising Star.
Second or first, yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. So it's got more total, but we're talking like long-term legs, I think, Jessica's wedding.
Or tentacles, if you will.
Yes.
So you aren't kidding. You really do know more about Jessica's wedding. You've invested more time in this wedding than our wedding.
To be fair, no sponsors were paying for me to learn about our wedding, honey. I mean, just to be fair, there was no incentive, really.
Okay, so let's talk about all the things the guys do wrong when they're planning a wedding.
You know what? I'm going to actually let Christina sit in this seat because I heard her take a deep breath because she's got stuff to say. I don't want to wind her. So, honey, you have the floor. What did I do wrong, in our wedding?
In our wedding, in our marriage,
in the marriage,
today.
It's only an hour-long podcast, honey.
Right.
In our wedding, let's just keep it focused on the wedding.
Save the rest for the court filings.
You remember how we were saying on the radio, how you kind of do like doing your own thing with the wedding, how they can just kind of agree or disagree.
Yes.
So that part was fine. I think I made you go to the tasting.
Yeah.
And I think I made you pick out a tux.
Right. That was our big problem.
And you talked about the tux.
I did. I mentioned on the podcast before, Kristen, if you haven't heard this story or Matt, my wife desperately wanted me to be involved in some way. She said, you got to pick out a tux. And I took umbrage at this.
Right.
Because a tux, by the definition, is exactly the same. There's nothing. There's no difference. People who see the difference in tuxes are not heterosexual men.
My parents have been arguing over my dad's tux. He went in, picked it out in 5 minutes, and it doesn't have little notches on the collar. Or it does have notches on the collar. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Who would know? Who would know? No one would know. So my wife is like, you are picking out this tux. So I went in. I opened the tux book. I pointed to the first tux and said, that'll do. And
you didn't even try on any.
And I went like this.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Opened up a book, pointed to it. Do. That one looks good.
And then I left and she followed me out of the store angrily. And we had an interaction that was not pleasant. Then I had to go in and go through the pretend motions of like, ooh, let me weigh the different options of
this
tux.
That's what happens with weddings. People just scream at each other in parking lots, I've noticed.
But I think what you need to understand is that it feels like a reflection of me, not the process.
Yeah, that like, you got weirdly angry about something you shouldn't have. So yes, it does reflect poorly on
I tried on so many dresses thinking, oh, Jay's going to like how I look in this one, or is it this one, or this one? I just want to look beautiful. And you opened a book and went, boom, that one.
See, right. Okay, here's the difference. I'm going to explain to you the difference. Yes, I was shocked by the beauty that was, shocked is the wrong word. I knew that the beauty was there, but it was overwhelming. It was like looking into the eyes of Apollo when you walked out as the flames of beauty shot out of you. But that's part of the joy is the surprise. I don't feel like women ever have that moment of, oh, my man is so hot. I think it's more like, yeah, I know what he looks like, and I'll pick out his outfit, and he'll look okay in that outfit.
I have that moment every day, honey.
Yeah, but I'm talking about me, not whoever you watch in that dumb Outlander show. My wife is obsessed with Outlanders. You know what this is?
No.
It's like, I don't know, it takes place in like 18th century Scotland, but everybody's teeth are perfect. Oh. I'm like, this is ridiculous. That's my big problem. It's like
is
about
it on
a
Netflix?
Time. I don't know. It's. Yeah. Okay. I think it's on some sort of channel called Chicks Will Like This and No One Else on the Planet Will. It's a whole bunch of
sucker for an accent.
Sounds like a bunch of like grungy guys.
Yeah, no, they're not grungy though, because they all look like they live in Hollywood in the 21st century, and they're putting on kilts. Everybody looks clean, and they look like they smell good.
And to be clear, this isn't Highlander.
No,
this is something new.
Highlander, I'd be way into. Because
I'm a big Highlander fan.
If it were Sean Connery cutting off some dude's head, I'm high-fiving everybody in this room. But no, it's like good-looking Scottish people. So, wait, I don't know where we got sidetracked. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, Chris, let's be clear. I have never walked in wearing a suit and you've gasped. That has not happened. You've gasped in the other direction of you have too many buttons open. I don't know what you're doing, which is like right now. You've gasped.
Yeah, why
like,
do you not have a shirt on under that shirt?
You've gasped many times about like, oh my God, why do you love cargo shorts so much? That's so a big
pockets.
Issue. Does Chase like cargo shorts?
Ew.
So many. Nobody
pockets.
Likes
what
cargo,
are you,
shorts.
Are you, cargo shorts. Are you allowed to keep yours? Because when Jackie and I moved in together, that's the first thing that went.
What
my cargo shorts disappeared
cargo shorts.
In
your
the middle of the
night. Buttons are on your shirt. They look so nice.
Here, watch this. Ready? I'm going one more. How about that, everybody? Enjoy, Matt.
Well, I don't have that magic carpet that he's wearing
that's
on his
right.
chest either. So
this thing will hold smells for a very long time.
I will say the cargo shorts make sense now, not 22 when we first started dating.
Yeah, like hold my cell phone.
Right. Well, the kids stuff, the cell phone, that kind of stuff. But he's been faithful to these cargo shorts.
Someone explain to me why women hate what is the female obsession with not having pockets? Why do you love having shorts and pants and skirts that are non-functional?
Because they have a bag, so they don't need the pockets.
Well, if they had pockets, they wouldn't need a bag. This makes no sense.
Fair
why can't
point.
I have cargo shorts, Jessica?
He brought cargo shorts on the honeymoon. That's what he did wrong.
I tried to pick out a tux with cargo shorts, with cargo pants, and they wouldn't let me do it. If they had a cargo tux, I would definitely have gotten it.
Girls picking out their wedding dresses, they get all hyped up when there's pockets in their dress. I'm like, what do you guys need pockets for?
You get a mint?
Wait, they have wedding dresses with pockets?
There's wedding dresses with pockets now.
During cocktail hour, you're going to need a place to put all those toothpicks after you're done eating all those things. So that's what you're just...
Where do you put those things?
Was that?
That's very frustrating.
I just throw them at the waitress. It's like, get a better job. Get a better job. It's very bougie of me.
Oh, God. Okay. What did you do?
Hang on. Can I tell you just a quick story about the most bougie thing we've ever done? My wife and I have cleaning people.
Do you think Jay knows how to use the word bougie?
Doesn't it mean to dance in the 70s or is that to boogie? No. So we have cleaning people that came and the cleaning people came over and we were like, oh, we're so uncomfortable when the cleaning people are here. Let's go to the pool. So we got the kids and we went to our like very nice gym to go to the pool. And on the way out, I was like, we're the whitest people in the world. This is why it was the worst thing. It was so bourgeois.
No, today is very bougie.
Well, what? Why? Oh, yeah. Because we're talking to Jessica and
no,
Matt Rooney.
No. Well, that too.
Guilty.
We're going to pick out a puppy after this.
Uh-huh.
And it is going to be a mini golden doodle.
Oh,
mini golden
that's
doodle.
Cute.
That's bougie.
And we're going
to
name
dogs.
Her Daisy. We're going to name her Daisy.
That was, did you agree on the name?
Yes.
Did you want to come on over
but
here?
Yeah, anything that ends with doodle, you know that's a...
Yes.
If you go to one of those boutique dog bakery stores, that's the only thing that can make it more bougie, I think.
Yeah.
They're
going
to stop on the way home with their new puppy.
Actually, we're going to make our cleaning people stop on the way home. We're going to call them Esmeralda. Could you please pick up a very
fancy... Oh, my God. Do you know her name?
Do you know her name?
Yeah.
Oh,
he doesn't know her.
Does she listen to the podcast, do you believe? Because I don't want to... I'm going to be so embarrassed if she does.
I feel like Matt just takes notes every time that I'm on the podcast.
No,
I
know. Matt like looks it. At you...
I have an entire row of files in my office that I'm just building and waiting.
Matt looks at you the same way like a wolf looks at like a wounded chicken. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, there's money to be had here.
That's said, right.
You're my white whale, Christina.
You're
going
to be able
you.
To take a vacation wherever you want with somebody who's not wearing cargo shorts. That's my professional promise to you.
Let me tell you something. If you're with a man who is not wearing cargo shorts, something is up. That guy's a grifter. That guy is some sort of European model that is trying to steal your money. That is not
Matt
a real
Rooney.
Man. That, no, Matt
well,
Rooney,
I did have them.
Let me
but
explain
they,
something,
they've
Matt.
Been thrown out.
You are a newlywed. About 4 years from now, you're going to be at like Old Navy or something, and you're going to be looking at a pair of cargo shorts, and your wife is going to go, Matt, no. And you're going to be like, you know what? I'm a grown man.
And last time we went to the mall, I kind of lingered in the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
you know,
what we
but I didn't want to wait too long.
Sometimes my wife will walk in the bathroom, and I'll have to close my iPad real fast because I'm looking at cargo shorts.
She'd be like, what are you doing in here? I'm like, nothing. I'm looking at pornography. Nothing. I'm not looking at cargo shorts, I swear. So it's a very intense relationship.
Now, Jessica, will you let your husband to be?
He doesn't wear cargo shorts.
Yet.
Yes. I've never seen him in cargo shorts before.
Let me ask you something, Jessica. Is he a heterosexual man?
I hope so.
He'll be wearing cargo shorts soon enough. Because he'll be looking at... He'll also have a weird fascination with multi-tools. Because I look at multi-tools, like I see that thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like a Leatherman. You know, I can't do anything. I am the least handy person
in
the world.
That's what I was just thinking. I wanted like something I got from her shower to hang on the wall. And he's like, I'm going to call a guy for that. I'm like... You're a guy. Can't you just like use your tools and hang that on?
Because he doesn't have any pockets for his tools.
Exactly, Matt Rooney. Exactly.
Full circle.
So I look at, I can't do anything, but I look, I have my functional cargo shorts.
You have your multi-tools inside.
And I want to get like, there's one that's a belt buckle that can also be like a screwdriver and a saw. And in my brain, I'm like, you know, when the zombie apocalypse comes, I'm definitely going to use this. I'm never going to use it, but I want it badly. I don't know why. I'm just a heterosexual man, and these are the things that we want,
Jessica.
So you
haven't used them. You can't hang a picture on the wall.
No, I know how to hang a picture. I hang pictures. Mm. What are you doing with that? That is a falsity that you are making right now. Matt Rooney, take a note. That's a strike against her in the divorce proceedings. I've hung many pictures. I mean, not when you've asked me, but eventually I get around to it. I've hung pictures.
How well are they hung?
Very well. I have a program on my phone.
That is
We can draw our own conclusions.
Matt Rooney, there's got to be something that keeps her sticking around. I mean, it's certainly not the looks or the personality. There's got to be some sort of hammer in that multi-tool.
I hear him talking, but with the buttons, as unbuttoned as they are, it's tough to stay in the conversation.
It's really early for this. I'm going one more.
How about this? Look at this. Whoa! I want the dog to know what he's getting into when we pick out the puppy.
I think that's called carrot caking, isn't it?
Is that
when you have that many buttons undone?
Did you guys eat all of that carrot cake already?
It's gone. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, when we started, I was just looking at three people like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're in a place right now, you're in full-blown wedding dress mode, right?
Oh, well, yeah, and I've never, like, really gained a ton of weight in my life. That's never been a point, but I'm so nervous that I'm going to gain, like, 30 pounds tomorrow.
That's impossible. Like, it's
great. It's just, like, anxiety over it.
Yeah, the only way that would happen is if, like, you accidentally ate, like, 5 pounds of astronaut ice cream and then drank, like, a gallon of water.
I'm worried about the bachelorette party because it's, like, how am I going to have fun when the wedding is in 3 weeks?
But you're just going to be drinking, like, weirdly sugary shots. I mean, that's all you're doing. You're not going to be eating.
Okay. Yeah. How was Charleston?
It was amazing.
What did you do?
It was a great city.
Did you go to like on a boat at all?
Did we go on a boat? I don't remember.
What?
I may have had some drinks before I got on the boat. Maybe that's why I don't remember. But they've got a lot of great little bars and they're all walkable. So we just walked up King Street, had drinks, walked down King Street. Had some drinks. We had one single friend that we tried to play wingman for without much success.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I can't imagine how that went over.
especially with our group.
And a bachelor party full of like dudes who are married. I mean, that, like, and one who is about to get married. That's not a group. Girls are like, ooh, let's hang out with those guys. Yeah. They're going to have a lot of conversations about sports.
Well, and you lose your skills instantly.
Yeah.
The minute you give that ring or get that ring, I don't know how to talk to anybody except for my wife.
Wait, so you had skills before that.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Matt, none of us are looking and going, oh, look at Don Juan over there.
Let's put it this way. I'm not carrot caking, but I at least got her to talk.
That's right.
So not a very high level, but
no, this is my move. Remember, honey, I walked over and said, excuse me, is there carrot cake icing all over my hairy chest? And then you leaned in to smell, and I pushed you in there, and you're like, I'm never leaving.
It's so hot.
This is like what
works 50% of the time, all the time.
That's right. So let me ask you a question, because I'm old, and all I'm hearing is you went on a trip to another city to walk around and drink.
In my head,
I'm like, can't you walk around and drink literally anywhere? Like, I wouldn't have left my house for that. You know? But no, this isn't a criticism.
Yeah.
Don't read this wrong. This is just me 12 years your senior and in my brain going, oh my, that sounds terrible.
We're going to walk around and go to comedy shows.
Oh, don't you dare.
Bachelorette party.
Christina, I explained to Jessica about how bachelorette parties are the least favorite thing that a comedian deals with.
Do not go to
bachelor parties are actually fun because those are the easiest group to deal with. You go, oh, is this the groom? the hell's wrong with you? What kind of shitty party is this that you came to this place? And everybody laughs and it's wonderful. Bachelorette parties. They're like, woo, penis straws, woo. And you're like, all right, ladies, calm down. And they're like, woo, penis straws, woo. And there's nowhere to go but sad.
I thought for the first 2 days we're in Charleston that there was some kind of southern bird that made the noise, woo,
yeah.
Until I realized it was all the bachelorette parties.
Oh, they're just
I thought it was part of the natural environment, yeah.
Is this a thing? Is Charleston a thing for bachelor and bachelorette parties?
Yeah. Especially for bachelorette parties.
What yeah. are they? That's a weird thing.
And wedding destinations.
You're kidding.
And I'll tell you part of the reason why. Same reason I ended up in Croatia, because now the world is governed by reality TV shows.
Okay.
So
I do.
All women
Southern Charm.
Watch Bravo and they watch Southern Charm yes. and they all party and live fabulous, rich existences Never in Charleston.
And in Croatia, why, is there a reality show called Croatian
no,
Summer?
Game of Thrones is not a reality show. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're a liar. You need to get out of here. The Khaleesi is real. There's this show Below Deck where they follow yachties, these people that work on yachts
okay.
for folks that pay $100,000 a week. To rent these things, you got to be like a big time comedian like Jay to
That's
be able
right.
to afford it. And they're always going to these fabulous
people
beach.
Go over, we go yachting because I don't want to have to look at my cleaning people.
And they're always going to Croatia. So that's how I ended up there.
Wow.
I was the poorest person there.
I could imagine though. Tell if I'm wrong. I feel like you could live like a king in Croatia for very little money.
Oh yes, the kuna is very weak.
You know, hey, this is a family podcast. Do not talk with those. What's a kuna?
It sounds filthy.
Yeah.
I went to Croatia like 2 years ago.
I think it's a little over 6 kuna to a dollar right now.
And what do things cost in kuna, like what they would cost in dollars here? So you're like worth 6 times what you're worth if you go to Croatia?
It's a cheaper resort. I mean, you're still paying resort prices,
gotcha.
but the kuna gets you pretty far.
Is it one of the, like, so did you wound up going there for your honeymoon? Is that?
We did, yeah.
Croatia.
Went to 3 cities.
I wouldn't have thought of Croatia as a place, because in my head, I always think, you
it's
know.
It's beautiful.
Like,
it's beautiful.
Really? I'm always thinking like war-torn 1989 Yugoslavia.
I know.
Whenever I think of Croatia, which is probably something that they wouldn't like.
Dubrovnik, where they film a lot of Game of Thrones, it's a stone's throw from Bosnia. Which for our generation, I mean, you grew up hearing about, like you're saying, what a war-torn, horrible place it is.
Yeah, there's probably still like landmines around.
Now it's where Bill Gates parks his yacht.
Really? Is that, oh wait.
Oh, we're going to do the call.
Bill needs an adapter? Who needs an adapter?
At 10 o'clock.
He needs his adapter back. He needs to use it, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Bill, is this Bill who needs it?
No, it's okay. Actually, it's Danny's.
Oh, Danny's. Oh, okay. We're having microphone and headphones issues.
I don't even know what to do now.
It's okay, Kristen. That's fine. We listen. It's no big deal. You're just doing your job, just like the people who put all those landmines in Yugoslavia.
She's just savoring the moment.
Yeah. She's very nice.
Sorry, I hate doing this.
Yeah, no, but Bill will come in and give us his headphones. I mean, he's done in like 7 minutes. And by the way, we should set up right now our cliffhanger, which is next week. You're going to hear for the first time ever on this podcast. Actually, this is the first time ever I've actually talked to Chase.
Yeah.
Chase is coming on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, for literally the first time ever. So if you are listening just on a lark.
He looks thrilled.
A lot of times.
I've been hearing about this guy for a while now.
Yeah, we've all come to the conclusion he's imaginary. We all did. I'm worried that she's just going to be up there like, hi, everybody, it's me, Chase Carmen.
I met some of his friends, and it was like they were meeting Santa Claus. They were like, we didn't think you existed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, do you guys just not, I guess you're so busy, you don't like hang out that much, really?
Well, he coaches a swim team, so they were a bunch of swimmers, like kids, and why would I go hang out with them?
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't want to,
I'm not going to drop in on swim team practice.
You know why I couldn't be a swimmer? Look how hairy I am.
Oh yeah, the drag.
There'd be so much shaving.
Yeah, I would. I think I could have been an Olympic level swimmer.
Probably
had it not been for this chest.
Yeah, Mark Spitz. He had a handlebar mustache.
That's how bad swimming was in the 70s. That you could have a giant mustache and still be good. You know, like nowadays, if you did that mustache, you would just you 9 seconds off the lead.
I learned something about sports last night. There's the body issue. Did you know
that's ESPN. It's all like naked. No, I've heard all about
that. How is that?
It's like the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated, but with men and women
naked. Like Michael Phelps covered in bubbles underwater naked.
Yeah. So they artfully like set you up so that you can't see any wieners or boobs.
And they get naked.
And they get naked and they're like, isn't the body awesome and wonderful? And I'm always like, yeah, yours. I mean, it should just be called people who aren't me have wonderful bodies, and all I do is get body dysmorphia. It should be called the body dysmorphia issue. Because I keep looking at it going, I hate every part of myself. I want to go throw off that carrot cake right now. So we're going, the mythical Chase is coming on.
Yes, the unicorn.
And we'll get to talk to him. So a lot of times, a lot of people don't know this, Matt. This is true. This podcast is played as punishment in prisons. So a lot of people might be listening for the first time in a prison. And they're like, oh, man, we won't get to hear this today. Well, next week, subscribe and you will get to listen.
Yay.
So, Chase, yeah. So where are we at time? Should we?
21 minutes.
We should talk a little bit more.
21 minutes?
It feels, I like to go at least 25.
Okay.
Because anything more than that, when I put the commercials in, then it becomes like more than a fifth of the show is commercials.
Oh, okay.
And the only time that should happen is on the radio.
Well, we have 5 minutes still, so.
Yeah, does anybody want to arm wrestle?
Yeah.
We could do that. Jess, are you nervous?
Yes.
About what?
Okay.
All the stuff I still have to do.
Yeah, but not the actual process of being married.
No, I can't wait for the pressure to be off.
Yeah.
Planning the wedding.
It does come right off.
Yeah. It's like when August it's over. 5th, everyone's like, well.
When we got back from the honeymoon, we had our first night at home, looked at each other and said, we don't need to plan anything.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why some of the girls like the planning process, which is why they're like, I'm going to take 2 years. And everyone goes, oh, you're engaged. That's fabulous. And it's like a lot of fun attention. But then I'm like, ugh.
Then you get married. So it's like, pressure. Oh, you're married. Ooh.
Yeah. Like, want to buy a shot? Oh, you're married. Never mind.
Yeah. Right. I do wonder if the way that we do things now, we're like, you know, basically being together before you get married is like being married, because a lot of people live together. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn, but Chris and I, you know, we got to second base at least twice before we got married. Yeah, we, you know, but like,
God, my mom said that in front of my dad.
What? Right,
that they,
yeah. She's like, you guys are breaking all the traditions anyway. And I was like, I wanted to die.
Yeah.
Just now bringing up, I'm like, I wish I did not say this out loud.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, now it's forever, Jess. In fact, the name of this podcast is going to be Jess's Mom Talks About Sex, episode 67.
Don't do that.
No, I won't. Look how angry she is. It's not going to be.
Another suggestion, Artful Bubbles.
Artful Bubbles.
Oh, I like carrot caking.
Artful Bubbles with Carrot Cake and Matt Rooney. Here's the question.
Yeah. But now I need to throw up.
Yeah, but no, here's the thing is, like, I would imagine there was nerves about getting married in the time period where, like, the first time you would ever go further than a chaste kiss under the watchful eye of a guardian is the night of your wedding.
Yeah.
You know, or the first time that you're actually going to spend significant time in the same house together without other people around.
But don't live together.
That's so weird.
Isn't it weird?
That's so weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
People all move in together before their wedding now.
Chris, I mean, what about you? It's kind of nice.
I knew.
What's that?
It's kind of nice, though.
To live together?
Well, to not live together.
No.
I know. Yeah.
It's kind of traditional, you know?
No, it's traditional.
We lived together beforehand.
Of course.
But Jackie made it very clear, because we'd already been going out for a little while at that point. She's like, listen, if I'm moving in, I expect a ring.
Right.
With X amount of time, or I'm packing and I'm moving right out.
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
You want to know about stuff. Like, my wife, you know, like, she knew, she had clear eyes that, you know, I'm going to eat on the toilet sometimes. Yep. Like, stuff like that's going to happen. Yeah. Right. And she's going to walk in and she's, what are you doing? I was like, oh, this chicken looked good, but I also had to poop. So,
and you also had to look up cargo shorts.
And Chris, don't talk about that. That was so the one time thing you walked in.
I just like to point out that eating and pooping, fine. Cargo shorts?
No.
You're out,
buddy.
The
door. Yeah. No, if I eat on the toilet, that's a natural thing. People like that. Cargo shorts, unnatural.
My world is like flipping upside down right now. That is so disgusting.
Yeah, but you see, but here's the thing, Jessica. Here's what you need to understand about men. Because I feel like you have a lot of like things disgust you. That's weird. You don't like that. That's all we are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
That's disgusting. All looking we forward to are. It. There's no part of us that doesn't do weird, gross stuff at all times. Like, Honestly.
What about you?
Matt feels like he's giving his face like, don't speak for me.
Yeah, but no, Matt does.
They're also always talking about gross stuff with one another.
Yeah,
we have maybe one or two gross things.
Yeah.
But we're constantly being told we can't have them.
But you only have one or two gross things. I am basically...
Only one or two the state of New Jersey know about.
I'm basically a scarecrow made of gross things that magically came to life. That's basically what I am. But no, you're walking into a whole world, Jessica, of poop and grossness and
cargo shorts,
chicken on the toilet
while shopping for cargo pants.
What the heck did I just walk into?
All right, listen up, Gordon's. Poop? Gordon's fisherman.
Listen to me. This is my yellow rain jacket.
I know.
Have you not seen the rain outside?
I was excited. I thought we were getting this day.
Yeah.
Jessica, you understand. You got to have a rain jacket. You've got one.
Rain in the forecast. A lot of people don't know this. Bill goes,
I love this coat.
Directly from his job on the radio to a brief time as a blue fisherman. And then he goes to do Chasing News. It's one of his many jobs.
Jay, I have a yellow coat too. And one time me and Bill showed up together.
We both wore it at an event. We were doing an appearance at, where were we? Trenton Thunder?
Yeah, which their color is yellow too. So, yeah. Extra
so we're walking around with yellow jackets. So are all the groundskeepers. We fit right in.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Bill knows what you did last summer. That's for the millennials in the room, everybody. That's for the millennials.
You should have worn your yellow jacket today. It's a yellow jacket day. Did you see the storm out there this morning?
It's done now, though.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that. I'm about to walk outside.
Bill, you listen to weather three times an hour. Every hour.
My wife has also brought this point up to me. Jody has said, she's like, well, what's it going to be this weekend? And I'm like, I have no idea. She's like, do you not sit next to a meteorologist?
Yeah, there's literally a guy.
Like every 10 minutes is telling you the weather.
Taking notes. Dan was on vacation today.
Thank you, Jessica. Dan was on vacation today.
Oh, yeah. And there was no weather report on NJ 101.5.
I tuned it out. I'm not even hearing what all of you are saying.
That's actually.
I did hear poop, though, as I walked in. Can I explain that?
Here's
Christina, what happened?
Wait, so Bill, first, do you own cargo shorts?
I do not. I could probably put that as a bet.
I thought you were going to say yes.
No, I do not. I really don't.
I'm really disappointed.
Did you get rid of your cargo shorts?
Why? Do you guys both own cargo shorts?
Jackie got rid of mine.
Matt Rooney does not have cargo shorts because he just got married.
Chase is calling in.
And his wife came in and deleted them.
I had them.
Hi.
Okay. And then I got married.
Chase is online, but
we
don't have any headphones.
So what are we going to do?
Do you have yours?
Yeah, here you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you take that.
And then we can all gather around Jessica and listen.
Well, wait. Can we put a speaker in maybe?
Do we have a speaker? Can we turn on like a small speaker over here
or
will
we
get feedback?
Yep.
None of us brought headphones.
Yeah, he's here.
All right, let's...
You know what? This is Jessica's way of continuing the illusion that she has a boyfriend named Chase. Hey, Chase is here, everyone.
Disconnecting. I can't hear.
No one else can hear him? Oh, my God. No, you get more beautiful every day, Chase. No, it's you, not me.
All right. We're at 28 minutes.
Should All right. So let's cancel this podcast. Let's end this podcast.
Wait, are you not going to answer the question? What I walked into?
Oh no, we were just talking about how gross men are.
Poop?
That Chase has not lived with Jessica, so Jessica does not understand the world of gross that she's about to walk into.
Eating and shopping for cargo shorts before. Yeah.
Does Chase own cargo shorts?
Chase, you own cargo shorts.
You're relaying message. Chase, come in, Chase.
Jay said that he likes to eat on the toilet as he's pooping.
Wait,
and then...
Do you really do that?
I've eaten on the toilet.
Matt, have you ever done that? No, I've never eaten. I've worked on the toilet.
Yeah, I've eaten
on
the toilet.
I've never eaten now. I don't bring food into the bathroom.
I like to focus.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, you gotta one thing at a time.
He's not going to call back in now.
So you're going to call back in? Can we put a speaker on?
Yeah, let's get a speaker on. But hold on real fast. Number one, totally normal to eat on the toilet.
No, it's not. You can't even break the plane of the bathroom.
You know what? Sometimes I'll just take the food, throw it directly into the toilet.
Gaslighting me. Everyone's not as disgusting as you. You told me all men were disgusting.
Listen,
this is a revelation for you. Seriously,
I do not eat. Does Chase eat in the bathroom?
God. Well, I guess that's the point.
Chase,
I will find this stuff out when we move in together.
I can't wait till it's legal, Chase.
I can't wait till Chase shows up and he has a box full of cargo shoes.
Right.
It's going to happen.
No, he's getting
moving
right
day.
Now. Right now on this call, he's going through the drawers.
He's going to show up to move in. Wait a second. Did your iPhone 10 break?
Yes, it broke. I hate the iPhone 10. I don't even get
what
started.
What did you do? How did that happen?
I dropped it and I watched it happen.
Oh, in the toilet?
It was not on the toilet.
Are you looking up things to order?
Are we going to pause and then go to the next one?
Let's
Can we pause for our great sponsors?
Well, that'll play in the beginning. It always plays in the beginning.
I think we should play it at the end as well.
And you want to play it
Our
again?
Our sponsors are so great. I think you should hear them at the end as well.
All right. I guarantee, right. Like, I'm going to look at the metrics of how many people listen beyond this point.
I'd like to try.
Let's try it. Oh, we're going
to
listen to it.
We'll be right back. We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey, and I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands. Located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
All right, so how do you want to do this? We have these headphones, but there's no adapter.
Can we put the headphones like right there and turn them way up?
These, so we can try. All right, can I end the podcast?
Yeah, we ended.
No. Oh, yeah, it's over.
Oh, okay. It's over. Great.